Good morning to everyone. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, the Apostle Paul said this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Friends, when you look at the history of Christianity, there has been an ongoing debate over the centuries regarding faith versus works. In the verses we just read, Paul states plainly that we are all saved through faith, not of works. Paul also says that salvation is a gift from God. This is all definitely true. But we must also notice something else Paul says, almost in the same breath, that we are created to do good works. Now let me go on record to say that no one can earn salvation. Salvation is the gift, and it is the gift that you cannot earn. It is a gift freely given to a person. God's gift of salvation is available to us because of the work of Jesus Christ, not of any works we have done. So, if we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ, where do works come in? Is faith just something you believe? Now, James said in two separate places in chapter 2 that, quote, "faith without works is dead." Jesus himself said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, based on the words of Jesus, the writings of Paul and James, it seems clear that Christianity is indeed a faith, but Christianity is also a way of life. It appears that there are some things, some works, some deeds we should be doing in our Christian life. Now, I want to end with this thought. I want to ask you a few questions, and please listen to this closely. If Christianity was a crime, and you were brought into a court to face the charges of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence in your life to convict you? Would there be defense witnesses available to testify on your behalf that you regularly did good works in your life that were indicative of a Christian? Again, if Christianity was a crime, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Think about it. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the work of Jesus Christ, and help us to live a life which strives to emulate His. It is in His name we pray. Amen.